For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Well, let's open in prayer. We're looking at Holy Ghost power in our lives tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We give glory to you. We give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for you have given us the Comforter who is the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for your holy, precious, written word. Lord, we give place to you tonight, Lord. We honour you, Lord, and thank you for being with us. Thank you. We come together in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Holy Ghost power in our lives. So we're looking at power tonight. Power that the Holy Ghost gives to us. So power. Power is the ability to do or act. So it's capability of doing or accomplishing something. That's the definition of power. And also, if you have a look on the church website, there's an online booklet by Pastor Craig called The Baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it's good to read that. And it'll help in understanding about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that's a good booklet to read or reread if you've read it. And also there's an online study by Pastor Craig called the Biblical Answers About the Holy Ghost. Biblical Answers About the Holy Ghost. So it's good to read these, and it shows from Scripture these wonderful truths about the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So let's firstly look at Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. And the scripture says in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So this answers the question, where does the power come from? The power comes from the Lord. It comes from Christ. So he gives the power. Praise God. It's not something that we can do in our own strength. But God has given us his power in our lives so that we can do as he said, to tread on the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So Satan and all the devils, all the devilish power, the Lord has said that he has given us his power. So let's not think that the power that we have is coming from ourselves, because it doesn't. It comes from the Lord. Praise God. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives the power. Looking at the role of the Holy Ghost in the life of the believer. So it's good to know. If we go to Romans 8 verse 9, it's good to know the Holy Ghost dwells in the heart of every believer. How wonderful that is. Romans 8 verse 9, let's have a look. The scripture says in Romans 8 verse 9, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." So what does the scripture teach us? If you are a believer, The Spirit of God dwell in you. The Spirit of God dwell in you. Glory to God. Glory to the Lord. The Spirit of God dwell in you. The Spirit of God dwells in the heart of the believer in Christ, the Christian. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We have the Spirit of Christ. He dwells in our hearts by faith. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So the Holy Ghost, he dwells in the heart of each believer. He's with us. He is with us even now. Praise the Lord. That's where he is. He is on earth. He's on earth. And he dwells in the hearts of every believer in Christ. Just think about that. Wonderful truth. The Holy Ghost. He dwells in your heart by faith if you are a Christian. Let's go to Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. Another wonderful truth that the scripture teaches us, Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And glory to God, this is not a natural human love, it is God's love. It is his supernatural love shed abroad in the heart of the Christian by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. As a believer in Christ, you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto you, enabling you to have God's love toward others. Isn't that wonderful? God's love shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, who dwells in you, who is given unto you. And through his love, which is shed abroad in our hearts, we can manifest the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit of God. We can manifest those fruits through his love. And they're described in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, such as love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance. These are the fruits of the Spirit of God. And through his love shed abroad in our hearts, we can manifest these fruits in our life. Now, this is wonderful. We're not doing this in our own strength. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, which enables us to live a supernatural life. That's good news. We can live a supernatural life because the Holy Ghost dwells in our hearts and he has shed the love of God abroad in our hearts. Praise God. Supernatural joy, supernatural peace, supernatural love. These are the things that the Holy Ghost has brought into our hearts. As a Christian, you see, we don't rely on the world as our source for these things, but God is our source, so that whatever, regardless, is happening in the world, we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts and the fruits of the Spirit manifesting in our life because of the Holy Ghost. So, as Christians, God wants us to walk after the Spirit of God. Walk after him. live and walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Praise God. We have the ability to do that as Christians. Live after the Spirit of God. Live after Him. Remember, He dwells in us. He dwells in us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8 and read verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. The scripture says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." If you are a son of God, the Lord is leading you. If you are a son, and that includes the daughters of God also, all sons of God, if you are a son of God, then the Holy Ghost is leading you. Your part is to listen and follow. The Holy Ghost is leading you as a Christian. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He is leading you. He is leading you in your life, leading you into all truth, leading you into God's will, God's good will, into blessing, leading you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, leading you beside the still waters. The Spirit of God is leading you if you are a son of God. So listen to Him. He's talking to you into your spirit. Listen to Him with the ears of the Spirit. And follow. Follow Him. Follow Him. Hear Him and follow Him, because He is leading you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He guides the believer into the way of truth and into the way of God's will, and it will always be in agreement with the Word of God. It will always be in agreement with the Holy Bible. Praise the Lord. He confirms the word, remember that, with signs following. So it will always be in agreement with God's word. Let's turn to John chapter 14 and read verses 16 and 18. 16 to 18 in John chapter 14. The Lord Jesus Christ said this while He was on earth, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Praise the Lord. And now, today, we have the Spirit of truth with us, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, who is called the Spirit of truth and the Comforter, that He may abide with us forever. He is with us even now and dwells within the hearts of every believer. Praise God. He is our Comforter. Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Ghost is our Comforter. Lean on Him as your Comforter. He comforts you. He's the God of all comfort. He comforts you. He brings comforting scriptures to your remembrance, wonderful promises and truths from the Word of God. and brings to your remembrance the word of God to assure you that God loves you and God is with you. God is helping you. God has given you blessing and victory. So he is the comforter and he is with us now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We are not alone. The Lord is with us and in us. Praise God. Praise God. Let's read verse 26 in the same chapter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He brings to your remembrance the words of Christ. Glory to God. And he teaches you all things. He teaches. He is your teacher. He is the church's teacher. Praise God. He is the church's teacher about Christ, about God's will, about the ways of God. He is the church's teacher. He teaches us how to be like Christ. He teaches us and brings to our remembrance Christ's word. He glorifies Christ. He teaches all things that we need to know to live a holy, sanctified, victorious, blessed life on earth now. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful that we have the Holy Ghost here with us, in fact, dwelling within us? Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Ghost is here on earth now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The Holy Ghost, in fact, he is right here now, tonight. The Holy Ghost is here right now. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And he is leading us. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He is our teacher. He is our comforter. Let's have a look at Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The Lord is in us and he is strengthening us. That strength is available right now. The strength to do all things that God wants us to do. That strength is available right now. We have the Holy Ghost dwelling within us. The Spirit of Christ, he is strengthening us right now. His strength is available right now. Are you thankful for his strength
Yes.
that is available right now? We thank you, Lord, for the strength that Christ gives to us through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Praise God. Praise God for the power of the Holy Ghost at work in us right now. His healing power is available right now. His wealth and prosperity power is available right now. His peace and joy is available right now. Praise God within us. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost inside you, in your inner man right now. Praise God. Remember, the Lord said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have the greater one in you, greater than the one in the world. And he has overcome the world. I have overcome the world, he said. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Praise God. We can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us, and we can live the holy, sanctified life that we are called to live. Praise God. Have a look at Luke chapter 24 and verse 49 in Luke. Luke 24, 49. And the Lord, this is the words of Christ, before he ascended up to heaven, he said, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." With power from on high. Praise God. Power from on high. The Holy Ghost brings God's power to the believer. And it's good for us to look now at the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, which the Scripture teaches us about. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost is an experience, the Scripture shows us, for the believer, a gift for the believer, which is available after salvation, after the person is born again. They can receive the gift called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So I said earlier about Pastor Craig's booklet called The Baptism of the Holy Ghost, which goes through truths, scriptural truths, about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So it's an experience after a person gets saved and a gift. It has to be received. Just like the person receives salvation as a gift. It's good for us to look at because it is an experience that equips the believer for service, to be witnesses, powerful witnesses for Christ. It equips the believer for service. So when you get born again, the Holy Ghost does a work in the heart of that person, changes them, cleanses them, makes them new to be new creatures. And he comes to dwell in the heart of that born-again person. And then there is an experience after salvation, the baptism in the Holy Ghost, which is a filling of the inner man by the Holy Ghost. And that equips the believer for service. Praise God. So it is a gift to be received. To be received. To be desired. And to be received by the believer. With the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues. So if we have a look in Acts chapter 1 verse 5. It's a good gift and it's God's will. So he wants every believer to desire it and receive it. Praise God. Acts 1 verse 5. And here the scripture says, this is the words of Christ, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." See, he was talking to the disciples here, talking about an experience called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. "Ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." So we know that happened when they were gathered together in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost came and descended upon them. You can read about that in Acts chapter 2. Like tongues of fire, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. Have a look at verse 8.
And this, the Lord said, he went on to say, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So he told that the baptism of the Holy Ghost was for the purpose to be witnesses, to be equipped with power for service to God, to be witnesses to the unsaved, and to be people who minister in the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost amongst the church also, the scripture teaches us in the New Testament, praise God. So it equips the believer for service. And it means the believer can be a powerful witness to Christ and to operate in the might of God. This comes with that impartation of power to the believer. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost, he brings power to be witnesses for him. Praise the Lord. That power, we can see it was evident in the New Testament. Let's turn to Acts 4, verse 33. The scripture says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So that great power was manifested, and the apostles witnessed of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, because the baptism of the Holy Ghost holds the additional blessing that we, the church, can manifest the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit, praise God, are manifested through the life of the believer who is baptized in the Holy Ghost. And he wants his gifts to be desired, to be coveted, praise God, because it blesses and edifies the church. Praise God. He wants his people to be blessed. He wants his people to be edified. Praise God. And the gifts of the Spirit are for that purpose. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 7. The scripture teaches us, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And then he goes on to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And we've looked at that in another sermon, such as the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, divers kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues. These are the gifts of the Spirit. And they are for the church to profit. Praise God. They are manifested through the people of God. They are manifested through the church for the blessing and profit of the church. So that's why he wants believers to come into that power realm. Praise God. Step further into the supernatural realm, where the Lord can show himself mighty with signs and wonders. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So let's be thankful tonight and grateful to the Lord that we have the Holy Ghost with us. His power is in us. Glory to God. We have the Spirit of God in us. Praise God. So let's close in prayer. Let's wait upon the Holy Ghost now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, that we have the Holy Ghost. He is our comforter and our teacher, and he dwells in us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are gracious and you are good. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We desire the gifts of the Spirit to be manifested in our midst. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.